I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Ferrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
I don't think it's happening tonight for the Dodgers. Here they are in the eighth inning, two outs, 0-2 count to Betts, 1-2 now to Betts. It's 5-2 Braves. They have nobody on, and they're just not getting anything going. And Atlanta is going to, you know, be three outs away from a 3-1 lead in this NLCS and one win away from the World Series. And Houston's up 3-2 now on Boston. I cannot believe what happened. On Tuesday night, they win 9-2. Tonight, they win 9-1. And what was bizarre was Sale was pitching great most of the game, right? I mean, I thought he was. Sale went 5 1/3, gave up 2 earned runs, walked 2, struck out 7, was incredible. Then he handed it over to the bullpen, and Perez gave up 2 earned runs. Brazier gave up 2 earned runs. I mean, they just blew him out again. 18-3 in runs the last two games at Fenway. Can you imagine paying money to go to the ALCS at Fenway, hoping for the night of your life on Tuesday night, and they get whacked in that ninth inning? And then tonight in the sixth inning, it was more of the same. I think that's when they did it. They put 5 up in the sixth, 1 in the seventh, 2 more in the ninth, 11 hits, 9 runs. Can you imagine going to those two games, Tuesday, Wednesday, one or the other or both, and seeing the Astros absolutely terrorize the Red Sox? And that's after the Red Sox went down there Saturday and hit 2 grand slams and then came back to Boston and hit another grand slam and put up, you know, that huge win on Monday, 12-3. So Monday they put up 12 runs, and Tuesday and Wednesday the Astros put up 18 runs. That is crazy. You talk about the land of fortune. I mean, one day you got it all, and the next day the other team has it all. And then the next day the other team has it all again. I cannot believe that the Astros put up back-to-back games of 9 runs at Fenway, and they, for the most part, did it in late innings, right? I mean, look, these Dodger fans are cheering for a rally cap and a miracle, and they're waving towels, and it's not happening. It's not happening tonight. It'll take a miracle from God above for them to score 3 runs in the ninth inning. I mean, it really will. The way they just struck out Betts, the way the Braves are pitching, I mean, they are dominating again. And they should have never lost that game last night. That was a miracle. It really was. And now you go to the ninth inning with a 5-2 lead, and LA's in big trouble. And their World Series championship is going to be short-lived. One and done. I won't deny they've been the picture of excellence in baseball, winning all those division titles, finally losing to the Giants here after, what, eight or something in a row, and then you go win the World Series. And then you turn around and get back to the division, and then the, you know, championship series. And then, I mean, they're just getting their ass beat. That's just all there is to it. It's crazy. Did anyone really think, I mean, I didn't. I didn't think that the Dodgers were going to lose to the Braves and that the Braves were going to go to the World Series. We welcome our radio affiliates on a late night Wednesday night on the bench. I'm Pharrell with Mafia. So we're watching the end of the Braves game and they're kicking the Dodgers' ass 5-2. They're going to the ninth inning. The Astros already dominated the Red Sox for a second straight night. They put 18 runs on them in two games, nine runs both Tuesday and Wednesday night. They'll go home to Houston for game six. And we already know that they lead 3-2. And now, tomorrow you got Braves-Dodgers at 8:08. The Dodgers will have to win that one. Friday night, at Minute Maid, the Astros can clinch and go to the World Series again, which is what they always seem to do these days, right? I mean, they're always in the ALCS. Five straight ALCS. I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done. And after the Rays went and lost, now the Astros will go back again. You got to admit, they get it done. Whether you like them or not, whether they cheat or not, whether they've had controversy after controversy or not. There's talk of Correa leaving and going to the Yankees in the offseason. That doesn't even faze them. Altuve's errors. It seems like every night he has an error in the field, and that doesn't faze him. He hits home runs. His home run tied it last night at late in the eighth inning, and then in the ninth inning they blew it open. So, I mean, the Astros just seem to get it done, don't they? I thought they'd go to the World Series. They're one win away. We'll see if they can close it out in Houston.
You don't have to listen to Sports Grid.
You can always go downtown.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Scour the sidewalks, find a penny, and pick it up. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get Tomey.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so Pharrell back with you. Later this hour, we'll talk to Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express. In Pittsburgh from The Fan. We haven't talked to him in ages. It'll be great to catch up with him. As Pitt is playing Clemson Saturday, that's going to be a huge top 25 game. And then we'll talk a little Steelers and Penguins with the Pony Express later this hour. Anyway, there's I told you earlier that a huge game tonight in Bern, North Carolina, as Appalachian State knocked off previously unbeaten Coastal Carolina, handing them their first loss, 30-27, and their first win over a ranked team, top team since 07. And the Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, whatever, they cannot win there. They're 0-6 at that stadium. I mean, what more do you need to know? I must be an idiot for betting on them because I just wasn't feeling it all day. I knew it. I said it on Coast to Coast. I'm like, I'm scared to death of this game, laying 3 and a hook at Appalachian State because they don't play well there. And then they beat them last year in their stadium by 11. And even that was a struggle. Sure enough, App State beats them. So tomorrow, Thursday night, there's four games. They're not exactly scintillating. One of them has number 21 SMU laying two touchdowns to Tulane down in Dallas. Of course, SMU's undefeated. They're 6-0, and no one cares. It's unbelievable that they're undefeated and no one talks about them at all, ever. Like, they don't even exist. We'll see you tomorrow night. They're on ESPN. CBS Sports Network has a doubleheader. They've got, and I mean, I'd rather pick my nose, Florida Atlantic and Charlotte. But Charlotte's 4-2. Florida Atlantic's laying 7 going into Charlotte. It's a dangerous way to make a living. It's the same thing as Coastal going to Appalachian State and laying 3.5. They're laying 7, Florida Atlantic at Charlotte. I don't like that at all. And then the other game they got after that, the doubleheader, is San Jose State at UNLV to play at Allegiant in Vegas. Of course, UNLV's 0-6. They're atrocious. San Jose State laying 4. They had a huge cover for me last week against San Diego State. I had San Diego State to win and San Jose State plus 9.5, and they lost by 6. They covered. It was a great game at Spartan Stadium in San Jose. Also, tomorrow night, Louisiana 5-1, and they mean business. They beat App State's ass. They put 41 on them. They're playing at Arkansas State, and they're laying 18. Ark State is 1-5, and you'll have a hard time finding that game. It's on ESPNU. I don't even know if that exists anymore. People having to find that game. Friday night, there's another 4-pack Shakur of games. Middle Tennessee and UConn. That one's on CBS Sports Network at 6 o'clock. They'll have about 5 people at that game in Storrs, Connecticut. Middle Tennessee laying 15 and a hook. Memphis and UCF, that's a decent game. On the deuce at 7 o'clock, Memphis laying 1 in Orlando against UCF. And then CBS Sports Network has, at 9:30, a good one, Colorado State 3-3 at Logan against Utah State 4-2, the Aggies. Colorado State's laying 3.5. And then late night on the deuce, so they got a doubleheader as well. After Memphis, UCF, they got Washington in Tucson to take on 0-6 Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, Washington's laying 18. Meanwhile, they suck. They're 2-4. Can they even think about covering 18, no matter who they play, as bad as they've been? That is crazy. And so Thursday and Friday night, 8 games. Oh, my God. It's just a bevy of action Thursday and Friday night in college football. It's going to be crazy. Saturday, there's all kinds of good games. Like I said, we'll talk to the Pony Express about Pitt and Clemson. That's late afternoon, 3:30 at Heinz Field in the Steel City. As 5-1 Pitt takes on 4-2 Clemson with their anemic offense. Can Pitt, ranked 23rd, finally knock off a team with a, you know, name? At the very least, Clemson by name is someone you respect and fear, but certainly not in substance this year with that football team that they've had going, which has been pretty boring, pretty lame. But you look at the games on Saturday, Cincinnati's ranked number 2 in the country. They're playing at Navy, laying 4 touchdowns to the middies. Oklahoma's 3rd ranked. They're playing in Lawrence against Kansas. They're 1-5. Oklahoma's 7-0. They're laying 38 and a hook. That one's at high noon. Michigan's 6-0. They're hosting Northwestern at the Big House on Fox at noon. Michigan laying 23.5. Number 7, Penn State's in Happy Valley at noon on ABC, taking on Illinois, laying 24. How about these games and these gigantic spreads this late in the season? I mean, it's like the week before Halloween. For Halloween, and you're laying that still in a conference game? That's crazy. How about Wake Forest? They're 6-0. They're playing at Army and West Point. Wake's laying 3. Army means business. They're 4-2. They gave Wisconsin problems. They covered against Wisconsin. Arkansas has got a cream puff in Arkansas Pine Bluff. That's embarrassing that they schedule that game. It really is. That's just laughable. UMass is at Florida State. Kansas State at Texas Tech. I'm just looking at some of these games. Syracuse at Virginia Tech. Wisconsin plays at Purdue at Ross-Ade on Big Ten Network at 3. Wisconsin's favored at Ross-Ade in West Lafayette with their 500 ass taking on 4-2 Purdue. Oklahoma State is 6-0. They're getting 7 points in Ames at Iowa State. Oregon is at UCLA at the Rose Bowl, 3:30 on ABC. UCLA laying 2. The Ducks are 5-1. The Bruins are 5-2. Ed Orgeron might be out soon. We already know he's not coming back, but he's got a few games left, and one of them is against Ole Miss on Saturday in Oxford. Ole Miss is 5-1. Maryland's at Minnesota. Colorado's at Cal. BYU's at Washington State. They fired their coach and his staff for not getting the vaccine. BYU laying 4.5. Tennessee at Alabama. At Bryant Denny, Alabama's laying 25. The best game is San Diego State Air Force in Colorado Springs. 6-0 Aztecs, 6-1 Air Force. Ohio State's at Indiana. NC State's at Miami. West Virginia's at TCU. Georgia Tech at Virginia. How about Utah? They're on fire right now, playing at Corvallis against Oregon State. What a Saturday of college football. It's going to be crazy. I can't get enough of this action. It's Pharrell on the Bench. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, Pharrell, back with you. Pony had to pull out last minute. He's taping another show and it got delayed and started late and he's not going to be able to get out of it. He has to do what he's got to do for his job. So the Pony Express has been denied entry into the Mahoganyville. He will not be waxing up tonight on the bench. That's not happening. So thank God I at least talked about Pitt and Clemson and their fortunes at Heinz Field on Saturday afternoon. If they can handle Clemson, I'll believe it when I see it. I like Pitt in that game, dangerously laying 3.5. I don't even know if they can beat them, let alone by 3.5. But their offense, they score a lot, so we'll see if they can score against a good defense. Clemson plays solid, decent defense at the very least. I didn't think they looked good against Syracuse, but it is what it is. That should be a good game in Pittsburgh on Saturday afternoon. So hopefully we'll catch up with Andrew one of these days at another time when he's available and not doing other things while he's purported to come on our show. And then something gets in the way of it. Next time, hopefully we'll get him on a night when he's not got 15 things going on at once. It is what it is. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but I did want to say hi to him. I haven't talked to the guy in a long time. That would have been cool, but that's not going to happen, so screw it. Anyway, I'm watching the Blues now and the Knights play in Vegas. A good game, one apiece, 10 minutes left in the second period, sold out at T-Mobile. And we already saw the Bruins lose to the Flyers. The Flyers outscored the Bruins 3-0 in the third in a good game. And then they blew it open in the third and beat the Bruins. I was on the Bruins in that game, so That did not go well. By the way, the Braves have added to their lead. They went up 9-2 on the Dodgers. Rosario with his second home run of the night, and they are blowing out the Dodgers, and the Dodgers season is slowly going down the drain. You got to admit, I mean, they're going into tomorrow up 3-1 and a chance to win and go to the World Series and do it at Dodger Stadium, no less. And they're obviously not afraid of them. They were up 5-2 in that game they lost last night. And then now they're up 9-2. They are kicking the Dodgers' ass in this series. That's just all there is to it. There's no getting around it. But anyway, back to the Blues game for a second. I've been watching them. They look pretty tough. And I mean, they've come out of the gates swinging, and they look like they're a decent team so far, skating well. There was only two games tonight in the NHL. Last night, there were tons of games. And again, I think on Thursday, I saw it. There's a ton of games on Thursday night in the NHL, just the two tonight. But there's more good ones tomorrow. The Canes are in Montreal, and they're in big trouble, mister. The Canadiens have started this season 0-4. Remember, they were in the finals, and apparently they have a massive hangover. I know Carey Price is not with them. He left for whatever reason. My guess is, like they said, it was like a mental health break. It sounded to me like when he got assistance from the NHL, for me, I'm just guessing, but at, you know, the guy's out. He's not playing at all. You're telling me he's got, you know, depression or something? That's why he's not playing? I actually think it's something else. I think it's rehab. I think it's something else entirely. And they just won't obviously divulge that. So something happened to him. I don't get it. I, you know, you're in the finals. You're one of the best goalies in the league. You got it all, making tons of money. And then he needs a vacation. He needs a mental health vacation. I don't buy that. He didn't. He wasn't ready to start the season.
He was going to be out anyway, like recovering from off-season surgery. So, I mean, if there's going to be a time you got to go deal with stuff, it might as well be when you're hurt anyway.
Okay, well, so if he was hurt, don't you think they'd say he's not ready to come back yet? He had surgery, so he's not physically able to play. That wasn't the case. They said he went into the league's assistance program, and that's either for mental health or for drugs and alcohol. That's what that's for. He's not in there for injury. The injury,
no, but he's going to be out
because
anyway.
Of an injury, they would have said he's not ready yet. He's not ready to come back. Like Kawhi Leonard, he's out. Klay Thompson, he's out. He's not able to play, physically speaking. This is a mental or a physical, you know, drinking drugs or mental health, one or the other. It's either he's in for depression or he's in for drugs or alcohol. That's all there is to it. He's not in the injury protocol. He's not. He doesn't have a problem with his surgery. I know he had that, but this is something else entirely. And, you know, he's never had a problem ever. Like, has anyone ever remembered that guy ever missing time with depression or any, you know, mental health issues? I don't remember that. I just remember him being one of the best goalies in the league. It's, you know, he's like a stone wall. You can't score on him. The guy's brilliant. Now all of a sudden he's not playing at all, and he enters the league's assistance program, and you know, everybody in the league knows what that means. It's one or the other. He's got depression or he's drinking and doing drugs. One or the other. That's what that is. So we'll see. I don't have any documentation. I don't have any facts that he's got those problems, but I'm telling you, that's where he is, and that's what it's for. The Sharks, and we'll see when he comes back what comes out, whether, you know, he was depressed or if he was drinking or if he was drugging or he went to rehab or whatever. When you enter into the league's, assistance program, that's what it's for. Sharks and Senators tomorrow in Ottawa. The Senators have been better than anybody thought they'd be. People thought they'd be one of the laughing stocks of the league, but they're 2-1. Sharks are undefeated. They've had to deal with Evander Kane's BS. The Avalanche are favored to win the Stanley Cup. Everyone's favorite team to win the Stanley Cup is Colorado. They're 1-2. And they're playing at the undefeated 3-0 Florida Panthers, who are coming off an ass-whooping of the Stanley Cup two-time defending champion Lightning. They went to Tampa, Emily, and beat their ass last night 4-1. And now they're going home to take on the Stanley Cup favorites. Goes to show you what all those early season and preseason odds makers and all the futures of who's going to win the Stanley Cup or any other sport. Shows you what all that is. It's just a load of shack. It really is. Yeah, they're going to win it all. Sure they are. They're 1-2. Nice start. Capitals are undefeated, and they're playing the undefeated Devils. I heard Jack Hughes got hurt the other night. And they're playing in Jersey tomorrow night at the Rock. That would have been a good game to go to. I go there once in a while to see the Devils play. I like that place, the Rock. Not bad. It's in a great neighborhood. If you like getting shot or stabbed or getting crack, it's all there, right there by the door. You can get anything you need within a block. It's a hellhole. It really is. Mafia knows it's true. I mean, you better go to the game with somebody. You can't, like, be walking around there by yourself. You better have someone with you when you're walking to your car. You need a support group. Mafia, you know it's true. That's not the safest place in the world. Isn't that where Seton Hall plays their games, too?
Yeah, they do play at the Rock. I mean, it never is when you build a new stadium and arena in a city. Like, you always get the cheapest stuff. That's why universities and arenas are usually in terrible neighborhoods because the land's cheap. Nobody wants to be there, and then they try to build up around it. It doesn't always work out. But, yeah, when you're walking, you know, within a five-block radius of that arena and there's cops everywhere, you know it's for a reason.
Was it safe at Seton Hall when you were there?
Seton Hall was safe, yeah. I mean, it's not in Newark. It's in a different town, like 10 minutes down the road. So, yeah, South Orange is very safe. It's like a little, you know, incorporated village. But if you go out the wrong side of the gate and then you end up in Irvington and Newark, not so safe.
Right. I mean, I knew that it was in Orange, but I just wondered if it was safe.
Yeah, it's safe around the college. You just don't make the wrong turn. Then you're in a bad area.
Famous last words. Islanders and Blue Jackets tomorrow night in Columbus. The Islanders won their first game the other night in Chicago. Boy, did the Blackhawks have problems. Flames and Red Wings tomorrow night in Detroit. The Rangers and Predators play in Smashville. The Rangers look pretty good. That was a wild game against the Leafs in overtime the other night. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then Panarin with the goal. Ducks and Jets in Farrellipeg. The Blackhawks host the Canucks in Chicago, and the Oilers, Coyotes in the desert. So tomorrow night, a slew of hockey games. This game still Blues and Knights 1-1 in Vegas. Rocking out. The only game on the board right now left for the night. Just two on the ice in the NHL is Pharrell on the bench.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever panicked at realizing you've lost your lucky troll doll, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So New Jersey's betting industry became the first in the U.S. to take in more than $1 billion worth of bets in a month. It was in September last month as football season had the gamblers running to the books and their phones on mobile apps. According to figures that were released by the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement, Atlantic City's 9 casinos and 3 racetracks the Take Sports Bets collectively took $1.01 billion worth of wagers on sports in September, setting a new monthly record for the state and the nation. Of that total, known as the handle, of course, more than $82 million was kept by the casinos and tracks as revenue after winning bets and expenses. The Meadowlands accounted for half of that total, crossing the billion-dollar handle mark in September is impressive. It's an indicator of the appetite that New Jerseyans and Americans across the country have obviously embraced legal, regulated sports betting. September was a good month for New Jersey's gambling industry overall, with total casino, internet, and sports betting revenue up more than 40% from a year ago, up 40% from a year ago to $453.5 million. Of course, New Jersey's been at the top of the nationwide sports betting industry. The previous national record for the most money bet on sports in a month also came from New Jersey, which saw 996 million wagered on sports in December of the COVID year 2020. For the first 9 months of this year, 21, New Jersey sportsbooks have taken in more than $7 billion worth of bets. $7 billion. That's crazy. By embracing mobile sportsbooks and making sports betting more accessible than even Nevada, New Jersey has now achieved an important milestone of more than $1 billion wagered on sports in a single month. The casinos were also pleased with their performances in September. In-person casino revenue was up more than 30% to $248.5 million compared with a year ago. And internet gambling was up 40% to $122.5 million. That's people on their phones on betting apps playing roulette, blackjack, whatever. The Borgata, the perennial leader in Atlantic City, they won more than $111 million from gamblers in September, up 75% from a year earlier. The next closest competitor was the Hard Rock at $48.6 million, up 36%. Tropicana won $34.8 million, up 33% from a year ago. The Ocean Resort won $32 million, up 8%, 8.5%. Harrah's won $27.8 million, up 42.5%. Caesars won $21.6 million, up more than 14%. Resorts won $17.7 million, up 27% from a year ago. Bally's won $14.5 million, up 13% from when it was under different ownership last year. And the Golden Nugget won $13 million, up 15% from a year ago. They were all up from a year earlier. Among internet-only entities, Resorts Digital won $41.5 million, up 68% from the year before. Golden Nugget Online, $31 million, up 18% from the year before. And Caesars Interactive won $10 million, up 22%. Those numbers are staggering. Absolutely staggering. Mafia, what do you think of New Jersey in September going over $1 billion haul?
I think it's not surprising. I think this is something that we've talked about for a long time, you know, before they even got betting in New Jersey, you know, before betting was legalized outside of Vegas. We constantly said, like, listen, if you legalize this, you're going to make a ton of money. If you legalize it in New York, New Jersey, the amount, you know, that was bet illegally back then would just be surpassed, you know, tenfold if it's legal. And now we're seeing that happen. And New York is, you know, obviously behind in this one. New Jersey is reaping the benefits a little bit of New York not really getting into the mobile betting game yet. When that comes around, I'm sure that might eat into a little bit. But people love to bet. They love to gamble in this area. And now that it's legal, now that it's easy, now that you have the in-game stuff, the prop bets, all these different ways to do it, people are just eating it up. And I'm not surprised it's up from last year. I mean, last year, think about it. How many people were out of work? How many people were, you know, kind of pinching pennies and stuff because of not knowing what was going to happen with everything going on with COVID? Now that the world has gone back, not fully normal, but, you know, to a certain degree, let's say 75% normal, you know, where people are back in work, people are making money again. What are you going to do when you actually have a little bit extra money? You're going to have some fun with it. And for a lot of people, that's wagering on sports, and it's just blowing up like crazy, just like we thought it would. You know, you and I have been together for 15 years saying stuff like this was going to happen. So it's not a surprise.
Crazy. I mean, it is crazy.
You know, destitute and ready just to collapse in on itself. You know, and we said, like, you got to give sports gambling there, and then it'll turn around. And look at what you said. Every single casino making more money than last year because of sports betting, just saving Atlantic City almost single-handedly.
And the interactive, you know, betting apps like the, you know, even like FanDuel Casino, the Resorts Casino one, the, you know, they got all these, you know, Caesars one and every, you know, Bet365, all of them, you know, BetMGM, every one of them that's in New Jersey, they're all making money. I mean, they're just all making tons of money hand over fist. It's just the craziest thing, whether it's betting on sports or playing blackjack, playing slots on your phone. So, like, the other day I had a guy working at my house, right? And like when I got there, they were already done with the, I think for the most part, with what was needed to be done, right? That they had an inspector there, they had a permit guy there to approve all the work and everything. And it was over, and I saw the guy sitting in my front yard or whatever. And I was like, I walked out to him, I'm like, to see what he was doing. Like, he'd already done the job, and I pulled in, and there he was sitting there, and I'm like, what is this guy doing? So I walk out, and when I walk up to his truck, he was sitting there playing, he was playing blackjack. He was playing blackjack on his iPad in his truck right there in front of my house. Like, I had it all going on, bro. He had all kinds of money on the line. He was playing. I walked up to him and I scared the hell out of him. Meanwhile, the guy was playing blackjack. I looked right at it and I was like, what are you doing, bro? Playing blackjack at 9 a.m. in front of my house. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, good for you. Good for you, son. So how about Denver? They've taken the lead. Your boy, the Joker, has taken the lead in Phoenix. They were losing at the half. They've been getting their ass beat this whole game. And now they're up 8 on the Suns, 78-70 with 3 left in the third. The Suns in trouble tonight in the Valley in their home opener, season opener. Denver giving them the business. Your boy, the Joker, getting involved, Mafia. I bet on Denver tonight to win that game outright, as you know. And right now, Joker's got 19 and 10 boards. The double-double. Nobody else really doing anything. Gordon's got 12, 5, and 4. Barton, 11 points. Porter Jr., 13, 5, and 5. That's about it. They're shooting 55% from the floor. And then for the Suns, Booker shooting horrible, 3 of 10. He's got 12 points. Paul has 13 points. Aiden's got 13 and 6. Bridges, 9. Crowder's terrible, 0 for 3 from the floor, 0 for 3 from 3. He's got a couple of free throws, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. They're shooting 41% from the floor. I guess that's the problem right there. Nuggets shooting 55%. Suns shooting 41%. I mean, there's still a long way to go in this game, fourth quarter, etc. But I have to tell you, Mafia, I love that bet that I made, the Nuggets to win outright in Phoenix. I think everybody assumes that because they made it to the finals, that they were going to be great again, automatic. I don't like the Landry Shamet pickup. I really don't. And I think that finals trip took a toll on them. And then they weren't able to get a deal done with Ayton. And, you know, Ayton can't be happy at all. And they're not obviously giving him the money. So, in not so many words, they're not happy with him. If they were, they'd give him the money. So I think they started with a little bit of hangover and a little bit of drama. And obviously, they could still win this game. Anything could happen. It's a six-point game. 2 minutes left in the third. They could easily come back and win this game. I'm not denying that. But if the, you know, if the Nuggets have any stones, they'll finish this game off. They got them right where they want them. Obviously, they're going to get calls in the fourth and go to the well and see if they can win this game. Cameron Payne just got an and-one, but he missed the free throw. I'm telling you, man, if you're Denver, you got to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, everyone always underestimates this team. And you're doing this without Murray, too. He's not even playing yet. He's off, you know, to start the season, and you're still doing it. So it's a great performance by them to come in here. You know, all these teams get hyped, you know, that we're in the finals and had a great run that first game. I'm sure, I don't know if they had some kind of ceremony for the Suns. You know, they obviously not a ring ceremony, but I don't know if they raised a banner or something. But everyone jumps right on the bandwagon for these teams that they all loved last season. Again, the Lakers, you know, the Suns, all these teams that had great runs, they just assume that they're going to do it again, forgetting, oh, yeah, the Nuggets were pretty damn good last year, too, and we just always write them off.
I don't even think they had – what, do they give rings out to the losers? I don't think so.
No, not rings. I don't know if they raised the banner or something. Like,
yeah, Western Conference banner fans. What? That they won the Western Conference, I guess. I mean, who knows? Anyway, whatever. Here's the deal. You know, Murray's not coming back for a year, okay? So he got injured in the playoffs in the – you know, NBA playoffs. And so you got to figure. Now, obviously, it was a weird year, but I think he's, you know, deep into this season before they see him again. I'm talking about, you know, February, March, April, somewhere in there. I don't think that Jamal Murray's coming back anytime soon. He blew out his knee. He's a year away from that, don't you think?
Probably not a full year, but they're probably gonna take their time. I agree with you. They're not gonna rush him back, especially if they, you know, are winning without him. They'll take their time, make sure they don't ruin him, because he's got a long career ahead of him still.
Well, obviously, but listen, it is what it is. There's no rushing a guy back from blowing his knee out like he did. I mean, he literally blew his knee out completely. I think he's, you know, 11-12 months. It's that simple. And it's no different than Klay Thompson. He blew his knee out. He was a year. Then he blew out his Achilles. It's Pharrell on a bench.
Guys, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
So the Nuggets lead down to 3 over the Suns after 3 in the Valley, 85-82. Denver leads it. The Kings are up big in the Moda in Portland, 105-91. De'Aaron Fox and company, 10 and a half minutes to go, and they lead that game. I love that guy Fox. 24 points tonight. Barnes has 26. Holmes has 21. Buddy Hield, 15. They mean business. As far as the Blazers, McCollum's got 24. Dame Time, 16. 10 and a half left, a big lead for the Kings. We already saw the Knicks in double overtime beat the Celtics. Pacers lose by 1 to the Hornets, but they covered the 2. Bulls won in Detroit. Wizards won in Toronto. Grizzlies blew out the Cavs. Timberwolves blew out the Rockets. Sixers blew out the Pelicans. Spurs blew out the Magic. And the Jazz blew out the Thunder. A lot of blowouts tonight in one great game. That was the one at the Garden in New York. Tomorrow night, the Browns and Broncos on Thursday Night Football in Cleveland. Of course, no Baker Mayfield. Case Keenum will start for the Browns. They've got tons of injuries. Teddy Bridgewater's ankle an issue as well. We'll gear you up for that on Coast to Coast at 4 Eastern tomorrow. Plus, four college football games tomorrow night. Tonight, we saw Coastal Carolina lose at Appalachian State. Their undefeated season ended 30-27 at the hands of App State. Hockey still going on in Vegas. 1-1 going to the third in Sin City, the Blues and Knights.